that illuminated shelves of idols for sale, all sizes, carved from stone and wood. The length of the alley was dotted with stalls like this, their owners crouched in doorways, leering at us as we hurried past, reaching out a dirty hand. We ran into a bright, busy street and once again blended into the crowd. I could see an Arab in his flowing dishdasha, a braided cord around his forehead, watching me. Dear Puzo, once again I felt safe. When I noticed people swarming around something, I bent down to look between all the elbows and arms and saw a square cage full of baby crocodiles, each about the length of my arm. They were writhing and snapping their jaws. I doubt they had been fed in many days. Children were poking sticks and reeds into the cage, apparently not realizing their fingers could be bitten off. The owner of the crocodiles was a tiny black man, a pygmy, who stood on top of the cage shouting terrible curses on my father, shouting that his crocodiles were for sale, cheap, to anyone willing to sneak them into the king's bed. The crowd roared with pleasure, by no means understanding that such an act would get them beheaded. My heart was so troubled at this, I pulled Neva's arm and we hurried away, down toward the wharves.